If you're arriving into the Canadian Rockies National Parks from Edmonton, from the Alaska Highway, or driving from Kamloops using Highway 5, then you'll arrive in Jasper first. Or you'll reach Jasper if you drive the Icefields Parkway from Banff and Lake Louise, which are at the south end of the Canadian Rockies. Jasper is a little different to the Banff area. The valleys are a little bit wider, and the wildlife is even a little bit more abundant. If you have time in your itinerary, you should not miss spending a day or even two exploring Jasper. The tour is oriented using the town as its base. From the town, you'll hear audio commentary as you explore the stunning drive out to Maligne Canyon and Maligne Lake, where the cruise to Spirit Island departs from. Driving further east, the main attraction is the Miette Hot Springs, the hottest in the Rockies. All the way, we'll hug huge mountain ranges and follow the Athabasca River. Expect to see wildlife anywhere and everywhere in Jasper National Park. Closer to town is a loop drive that takes in Pyramid Lake, the Jasper Tramway, Old Fort Point, Edith Lake, and Jasper Park Lodge before looping back to town. Now, please be aware that even though about 40% of the Icefields Parkway is inside Jasper National Park, it is its own specific tour, different to the Jasper Tour. Before downloading this tour, you should strongly consider purchasing the Canadian Rockies Guide Along Tour. That contains all of the four different tours that cover the Canadian Rockies National Parks, including the Icefields Parkway, all combined into one seamlessly convenient tour. There's no need to swap between the different tours as you travel from area to area. And it's a much better value if you are, for example, visiting the Lake Louise area and the Icefields Parkway in addition to Jasper. We have a helpful blog post on our website that'll help you decide how to divide up your visit to the Rockies.